This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Two Missouri high school juniors developed a science experiment that started back when they were in eighth grade. Dylan Rice and Baraj Pokhrel have officially launched their invention into space. Alisa Nelson talks to Dylan about their science project.
Well, the science experiment is basically testing if 3D printer plastics can survive being launched into space. That was like the premise we went with. And it came about in like an eighth grade substitute for homeroom, like we did like once every week or whatever, called design time. And basically, yeah, our design time was the Cubes in Space thing where you could think of a project and submit a proposal to the Cubes in Space people, and if they accepted, you could work more on the proposal and potentially send it to space in the rocket.
So it launched, and did you find out if it survived?
We do not know yet. I'm not sure exactly when we'll get it back, when we'll get the cube back, but when we do, I think we're going to do like some basic tests on it, like we wrote out in a proposal.
So what kind of testing are you doing?
Well, I remember when we were talking about like the tests we might do, remember we were gonna see if like any of the edges of like the plastic chips had like melted a little bit or charred, and then we were also gonna like test the like brittleness, I think, of the chips.
You made these off of 3D printers. Is that how you? I kind of want to know kind of how you all made these, I guess.
We use a 3D printer software. We just made like squares in the software, sent them over to the 3D printer to print, and we got the chips that way.
So about how big are they? Would you like if you visualize them, how big would they be?
The cube itself was like 2 cubic inches.
Okay.
So the chips were a bit smaller than that, so they'd fit in the cube itself.
So you've been working on this project since you were in eighth grade. So it's been at least, what, 2-3 years or so since this has all been going on?
Yeah, it's been about 2-3 years, I think, because COVID happened. And then all the cubes that were supposed to get launched last year got lost by FedEx. They somehow found it again, and then we're able to launch it this year.
Well, did you have to, so you competed for this then. Talk about that a little bit and what was all involved, like how many other competitors were there in trying to have their cubes launched into space?
Well, I mean, we had like a little, I wouldn't say really competition, but it was just like, can anyone get a proposal accepted at our school? Fortunately, me and Baraj managed to get lucky, or not lucky, we just had a good proposal, I guess, and got accepted. And I didn't meet any of the other creators of, like, other cube experiments, but I want to say there were 80 or so people that got, or proposals that got accepted in the entire world, so it felt pretty good to be one of 80 to get accepted.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Good for you guys. I mean, okay, so you've been working on it for like 2 or 3 years since you started this. What, you know, knowing that it was going to take so much time, what motivated you to keep this experiment going?
I think my parents had a big role in it. They realized, I think, more than me that this was something cool, and they really pushed me to keep working on it.
Is this kind of your jam? Like, do you like doing this kind of stuff? Is this what you foresee doing in your future?
Yeah, I like the sort of engineering-based or like sort of space-related projects because I'm interested in that sort of stuff, so I think that also probably helped with it.
Dylan Rice and Baraj Pokerel of Limburg High School in St. Louis County, they developed a science project in the eighth grade, and these are space cubes, and the space cubes have officially launched into space. Was there like a virtual showing of this, and how many cubes was it that you made that went into space?
I think it was a YouTube live stream where they showed it, and I think there were only 80. Our group only made one cube. So there was like one cube per group, so there were like 80 cubes on the rocket.
Okay, I see. So, did you see them were they? I didn't get to watch the video. So, were they all over the place up there? Or what did they look like when you watched on the live stream?
I mean, you couldn't really see the cubes because they were enclosed in the rocket. But I think the rocket went up and went into space for a bit and eventually fell back down, and they recovered it. They should be sending it back to us for experimentation or whatever.
Okay, so the next step, that's the next step really, is that. Are there any other next steps beyond that, or is that pretty much where your work there stops?
I think the sort of experimentation on, or just testing the experiment after it launches, I think is the last step of the process.
All right, Dylan, anything else about this whole launch and how cool it was? Anything else you want to mention?
I forgot to mention it, but we're back when we were in Virginia, we had also visited the Air and Space Museum near the Wallace Island, and that was really cool.
What was your favorite part of that?
Probably seeing the space shuttle.
I bet. So how big was that? Was it just ginormous?
Yeah, it was hard to see where people got in at. It was just really big.
Well, it was nice visiting with you, Dylan. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to talking with you again, okay? Show me the day.